93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. There goes Tom Petty into the great wide open. Dog and Show Show on a Tuesday. Today going out to Skip's Kitchen, 4717 El Camino, right near Mission. A lot of great things said about Skip's. I've never been. Dana, she said she's been there. And that's where we're going for today's Tuesday. And what we're revisiting is the hamburger category. And what we're going to do is see if, in fact, this hamburger is better than the first place we went. What was the first hamburger place we went to in West Sac?
Flaming Grill.
Yeah. Flaming Grill. Yeah. Lots of people say that these hamburgers from Skip's Kitchen are juicy. I saw that in multiple categories or multiple comments in the Facebook. I'm like, ooh, a good juicy. You bite it, you know, and if you wear one of those fancy button-up shirts with the long sleeves, you know, and the cuffs, the kind of burger I think when I think juicy, you grab it and it just starts oozing down. You're like, oh, it gets on your watch band. It starts running down. You feel it on your elbow.
Oh, I don't need it that juicy.
That's
awful.
I wish people could see.
Oh, that's awful. That's disgusting.
I wish people could see Joe's face, but that's the kind of juice I'm talking about where it gets away from you. You're like, what is that? Is that hamburger grease and condiment? All savory and juicy. And then by the time it hits your elbow, you're like, yeah, that was a good burger bite.
No, that makes the burger bun wet.
No, if you put a good grill on the burger, just slightly brown it so the hamburger bun. That, you see, Joe likes his stuff well done.
I want it gray.
You don't want any juice?
I mean, a little juice is okay. I don't need it dripping down my watch band and down to my elbow.
Data, come on. You're with me on this, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't like dry meat.
Really. Yeah. You want it on your elbows?
No, I don't want it on my elbows, but I don't want a hockey puck for a burger.
No, you said absolutely, Dana. That means you wanted to go over your watch band and drip it down your arm. And
no, you're putting words in my mouth.
What about you pick it up? You ever had a burger so juicy and so sloppy with everything? You feel the juice. It starts getting into your waistband.
Ew.
I mean, it drips down.
Yeah, I throw that burger away. That burger's falling into a bucket of water.
Yes, it rolls down your elbow, starts going down your underarms through the pits, and it's running down your ribs. You're like, whoa, this is juicy. By that time, it hits your belt band.
Oh,
wow,
yuck.
So
that's awful.
That is awful.
I'm excited. What are we going to get here? Okay, we got the BOM slider, mushroom Swiss, Western burger, bacon cheddar, three cheese, and I think what I'm going to do is get the Skip's original because when I sit down to taste a place and rate a place, I don't want to be thrown off with any special condiments. I don't want any secret special recipe bacon. I don't want deep fried onion. I want to taste the burger. That's what I'm going for. What are you guys going to get?
There's a bacon burger there?
Yeah, they got the bacon and cheddar, thick cut cherry wood smoked bacon, and medium sharp cheddar cheese.
I get that.
Okay. Dana, what are you going to get?
I think I'm going to get the Western.
Going to go Western?
Yeah, I love a good Western burger.
All right, thick cut cherry wood smoked bacon. Yes. You get an onion ring, barbecue sauce, and again, medium sharp cheddar.
Yeah, wow. I'm pulling the cheddar off, but that's okay.
You don't like cheddar?
I don't do cheese on my burgers. I know I'm a blasphemous individual. I just don't like it on my burgers.
Well, you don't like cheese on a burger?
I don't eat a lot of cheese, so.
Wow, really?
Yep. Yeah.
I did not know this about producer Dana. Yeah.
I can't even imagine touching a burger to my lips that doesn't have cheese on it.
You need the cheese because you eat hockey pucks.
Yeah, you do eat a dry burger, but I'm with Joe on this. You got to have cheese.
Nah.
I mean, that's just let's go to North Korea and have hamburgers with Kim Jong-un if you're not going to put cheese on it.
I mean,
Dana.
There are delicious burgers that are Korean.
But are they North Korean?
I don't know if they're North Korean.
Is that the way they eat burgers in North Korea without cheese?
No. There's this awesome place called Koja Kitchen in Rockland, and they make buns out of rice, and then they put the Korean meat in the middle, and it is so good.
Well, what is the Korean meat? Just seasoned Korean style?
It's kind of like, you probably have never had it, but bulgogi. It's like a sweet sesame oil.
And the buns are made of
soy
rice?
Sauce. Yeah, and it's crunchy, but then soft on the inside. It is so good.
I mean, never had rice bread.
It is like living in Saigon with Dana. I mean, everything she eats has a very Asian flair to it. Well, she likes Asian food.
I have assimilated at this point, I think, is what it is.
And did Kenny, your Asian living in sin partner, did he introduce you to all this stuff? Did you like it before?
I liked it before, but he's the one who's introduced me to that place in particular, Koja Kitchen.
Could you make rice bread if you had to?
Well, so what they do is they take actual rice and they form it into like some sort of cup or whatever, you know?
To make a patty. I mean,
they make a patty out of it and then they fry the outsides. And make it hard.
And it's good.
It's so good.
Huh. Okay.
Wow, I would eat that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
It's close-ish to you, Joe.
I like rice a lot.
I know you do. I love rice.
I love rice. I can't imagine someone fashioning it into a bun.
Oh, it's amazing,
Joe.
And frying
it and putting it on a burger. That sounds so good.
Today, if you can make it, noon to one, that's where we're going to be. We're going to be out at Skip's Kitchen. Like we said, all you got to do is swing by. It's going to be at El Camino right near Mission. We're going to be there noon to one Tuesday to see how good these burgers are. And I guess Skip's, what they do when you order, instead of giving you a number, they hand you a card from a deck of 52 cards. If you get the Joker, meals on Skip. And everybody's talked about how great Skip is, and everyone there is really cool, so I'm excited. Hopefully it's pretty damn good. Here's my second question, though.
Okay.
What is it with Sacramento and Skip's? You got Skip's Kitchen, and then you got the legendary Skip's Music.
Does he start both of them?
I don't think this has anything to do with Skip's Music, but you got Skip's Kitchen and now Skip's Music.
But so, you can't definitely say that he's not the Skip behind both.
No, because then you just call him Skipper. I don't know what happens then. I don't know. I don't think
that's
he's
amazing. That's a man set out to make a little money for himself in this city. Is
there's Skip's
is.
Kitchen, Skip's Convenient Mart, Skip's Music. My God, Skip's got everything.
Skip's Grocery Store. Yeah, taking over the world.
If you can today, Tuesday, we're going to be out there noon to one. Swing by, say hi. Check out the menu. See what it is you want to eat, and then swing by today. We'll be there noon to one. Hopefully you can make it. Skip's Kitchen. Here's Hart.